Chapter 8. Gerda's Journey. All day and all night, the reindeer carried Gerda over the snow. The next morning, they came to a little house. Gerda knocked on the door, and an old woman opened it.
"Hello? Who's this? A little girl and a reindeer," the old woman said. "What do you want, my child?"
"We're going to Finland," said Gerda. "We're looking for the Snow Queen. She came to my town and took my friend Kay."
"Well, you are in Lapland now," said the old woman. "Come in and sit by the fire. You can rest for a short time."
Gerda and the reindeer went into the little house. They sat by the fire and the old woman gave them some bread and fish.
"You have many miles to travel," said the old woman. "It is a long way to Finland."
"I hope it won't take too long," said Gerda.
"The reindeer will go fast," said the old woman. "And I have a friend who lives there. She will look after you. I will write a letter. Please give it to her when you get there."
So the old woman wrote a letter and gave it to Gerda.
"Now," the old woman said, "off you go."
All day and all night, the reindeer carried Gerda over the snow and across the icy rivers. Big snowflakes fell from the sky. The snowflakes landed on Gerda's fur hat and on the reindeer's back. In the morning, Gerda and the reindeer arrived in Finland. They looked at the address on the letter. Soon they found the old woman's friend. She was very kind. Gerda and the reindeer sat by her fire and the woman gave them some food. Then she read the letter from her friend in Lapland. "Kay has a piece of glass in his eye," the woman read. "It makes Kay love the Snow Queen and it makes him forget Gerda. It makes him forget his grandmother and his home with its beautiful rose garden. If Gerda doesn't take the piece of glass out of his eye, Kay will stay with the Snow Queen forever. He is happy with the Snow Queen and he doesn't want to go home." Then the woman looked at the reindeer. "The Snow Queen's palace is 2 miles away," she told him. "Take Gerda as far as the palace gates and leave her there." When they came to the palace gates, the reindeer stopped.
"I must go now, Gerda," he said.
Then he kissed Gerda's hand.
"Goodbye."
"Goodbye," cried Gerda. And the little girl was all alone again.